Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, apparently he got... The wake-up call for me would be like, hey, can somebody tell him that you can't go 61 and a 60 on 71 through that stretch of Strongsville before you do any of this stuff? I mean, my God. So Shedeur Sanders got a speeding ticket last night, or a few nights ago, I should say. 12:36 a.m., 101 and a 60. Is it a big deal?
No, I don't think.
All right, moving on.
I don't think it's a big deal that, you know, somebody would have probably, I'm assuming, do we know what vehicle it was? What's he driving?
Looking like a pick 'em up truck.
I didn't want to dox him or anything.
Which is interesting because quarterbacks don't usually right? That's a luxury automobile that a quarterback has. So I got to keep, because I told you.
Although the trucks cost what luxury vehicles cost these days.
Fair point. Because usually I'm very good at picking out what type of vehicles that type of
Kenny
players
is. We've gone through this before.
Yes.
We've done it off the air because we don't really want to tell everybody what everybody's driving.
We've done it on the air. I just didn't say what exactly that person was driving. But like linebackers like to drive Range Rovers. I'll do it right now. Exotics are for wide receivers, cornerbacks. Safeties will drive an SUV. It depends. Offensive linemen are trucks. Punters and kickers, surprisingly, trucks. I don't know if they're... It's because it's like a compensation thing because they really don't practice. So maybe they just drive lifted trucks.
They're taken out of society. They're not with everybody else all the time.
Yeah. So they have to have something to fit in with everybody. Quarterbacks are usually luxury sedans of some sort. Again, usually. That's why I was surprised when
Baker
I saw
a truck. I remember seeing him a lot around town.
He had a truck.
He had like a white pickup truck. It was
really?
A big one too. It was a nice one. It wasn't like a beater, but it was a really nice one.
Because a lot of other QBs I've seen, it's been luxury sedan. You know, maybe a real high end luxury SUV or something like that. But that's basically where it stands. I wonder if that's like a young quarterback thing, and then later on as a veteran. Because the veterans I've seen, it's been like Mercedes. This, that, and the other.
I think this was Baker's rookie year I saw him. So it might be a young quarterback thing.
Because like a CEO would drive like a luxury sedan of a company, or be driven from a luxury sedan at a company. And then, you know, an NFL quarterback, if they're a franchise QB, it's usually a luxury sedan. Either way, that's a very interesting observation there. Maybe with the age comes with it. Anyway, he gets pulled over for 101 in a 60, which this is like an annoying thing because... It's like, yeah, buddy, slow down. Don't be speeding like that. I don't know why you had to go 101, especially anywhere at any time, but slow it down. And then that's kind of where I leave it because, he only got cited for speeding. I read the story. He didn't get cited for reckless ops.
He didn't get cited for reckless ops. Over 100 have to get that reckless ops in play.
He got cited for speeding. That's what he got cited for.
So the only thing the first question I had is when, obviously, because there's a huge...
I think it was like 12:36 in the morning.
Yeah, so that's the one thing I would probably say is, obviously, if you're Kevin Stefanski, you don't want your guys ever getting caught.
Maybe you hurry to get home, maybe you had to go to the bathroom, we don't know.
But you don't ever want anybody out at night, not just because of you, but because of everybody else around you, especially when it's dark out. The instances certainly get elevated when it's nighttime, because, you know, you can't see as far. You can't see anything sometimes that's going on out there, and you can't trust anybody because what are people doing at midnight? A lot of people who are doing, they're coming home from bars, they're coming home from drinking. So that's the part. If you're the head coach, you're like, dude, you know, not only you going 100, you're buzzing by people, and what are they doing in their cars? Are they coming home from something? Are they looking at their phone? So that's the only thing that would cause me, especially if I'm the head coach, if I'm the GM, that's what I'd be worried about.
Usually in when you're doing segments, outrage stuff is easy to do. You just kind of put it on the tee and you hit it off the tee. If he was weaving in and out and God knows what, I mean, there'd be a conversation. He was going 101. He got sighted. I think we move on. That's why, you know, I kind of want to see where Mary Kay is on it. And what sucks about it is that it doesn't put you in a great situation.
What's just a headline?
No, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about you, me, like JJ on Twitter. Twitter Reactions brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hey, Ken, I was doing 95 and a 70 on the turnpike a few weeks ago and didn't get caught. Do I get a segment too? Well, first, congratulations on all your success. I guess you're fantastic at speeding. Second of all, you don't play quarterback for the Browns. Anytime a guy, guys, if Dylan Gabriel got 101 and a 60, we would do a segment on Dylan Gabriel doing 101 and a 60. If Joe Flacco, I'd be pretty damn surprised if Joe Flacco got 101 and a 60, we'd be talking about him. We'd be talking about Kenny Pickett. Any quarterback who plays for the Cleveland Browns in the month of June, by the way, in the summertime, where it's, let's go. Well, we had a big argument about the WNBA yesterday because they had their first fight. It was a watershed moment there. The Joey Chestnut led SportsCenter at one point where he was coming back. Yes. So, yeah, you get a speeding ticket
in
the month of June.
It's probably one of the worst months to get the speeding ticket. Yes.
But it turns into what's going to be realistic about it. Am I outraged by it? No. Have I been pulled over for speeding many times? Have I gotten many speeding tickets myself? Yeah. So is it hypocritical of me to sit there and rip on them? Yes.
Now, I'm a 38-year-old man who hasn't been pulled over speeding in a while,
but it happens.
Most guys would admit that they've hit triple digits at some point in a vehicle. I'd say most people that have a vehicle that is capable of doing some fun things on the road, they have probably tried to test how much fun they can have on the road. So let's be honest with ourselves. Young athlete, yeah, probably in a nicer vehicle. If it is, I'm guessing he drives something pretty cool.
I will tell you the last time I got pulled over. I was going on Diagonal Road in Streetsboro. And it's a 35 through there. And it's a long road. Diagonal Road is a long, it might be a state route for all I know. And I'm going through. And it's 35, and it doesn't feel like it should be 35. It feels like it should be 45. And I picked up the kids from school, and I picked up all the neighbor kids from school. So I got me, Axel, and like three kids. I got four kids all in the truck. Windows are down. Eli starts assing off in the back seat. So I'm doing this. I'm driving. I got the one arm on the wheel. I'm like, knock it off. And I'm not paying attention. And I'm going 46 and a 35. And as I'm coming up over the hill, the cop starts to come up over the hill. And I went, oh, God. And I swear to God, U-Tone, I just went up like not even a quarter of a mile, not even. I saw the first house. There was a blue house on the left. I just turned into their driveway. And the lady and her husband, they were an older couple. They're like gardening in the backyard kind of. And
wait,
they're going,
were you hiding?
No. I knew I was going to get pulled over. Okay. He didn't hit the lights. He didn't swing it around. Yeah. It's tight. He couldn't do it. And Axel goes, why did we pull in here? Because I didn't just pull into the park. I didn't just pull into the driveway. I pulled in far enough to make room for the officer. And the people are looking at me going, can I? Like, they're looking at me like they're about to ask me, can I help you? And Axel, and I go, hold on, Axel. And all of a sudden, here's a cop and he's got his lights on. He's getting ready to turn
in. Are you waving?
And I'm just sitting there going, he goes, oh my God, we're getting pulled over. So it's.
Just hoping you guys had some American apple pie on the windowsill.
It's me, my license, my registration in a hand. All the windows are down in the truck. And the cop comes up. And there's four kids in the car. They're just in the truck. They're just sitting there going, staring at him. I go, I'm sorry. This little one behind me was a little bit rambunctious. I know it's 35. I live right over there. I messed up. I'm sorry. It's 2 in the afternoon, 3 in the afternoon. So that's the last time I got pulled over for speed.
I was getting chased by a Cleveland Browns football player.
216-474-0092. The guys who hate me are all gone. Players, I got.
Yeah, you're good.
By the way, players, I always really got along with. There's only been one coach I really didn't. Two. There's been two coaches I didn't get along with. Rex in Wadsworth. You're next up on the fan. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing good, Rex.
Did we all forget about LeBron got pulled over doing over 100 mile an hour on the same highway?
Wasn't that like 2008?
Well, I don't think they did forget about Rex because I saw a million people tweet that yesterday. So people do have decent memories.
Nothing ever happened about that. Big deal. Let it go.
Well, because it's this weird spot where it's like if you bring it up, thank you, Rex, then you're hating the guy. And it's like, yeah. I don't hate the guy, but it's news. It has to be brought up.
And, you know, there was, God, I remember I was in journalism school back in the day, Kenny, and I always wondered, why do they have to write? Because some of the headlines, anytime somebody famous would get pulled over, they would say specifically in the headline, not an alcohol-related infraction.
Yeah.
And I was like, why do they have to do that? That assumes that everybody's out drinking and driving. Well, then I came to realize, well, that's because it's the first question everybody wants to know.
Uh-huh.
And especially when he was pulled over was after midnight. That's the first conclusion. Were they partying? Where are they coming from? Were they hanging out? What were they doing? And that's the first thing you got. Obviously, he wasn't pulled over for it because it would have come up. And then the other thing is, well, it's an athlete. Athletes get away with anything. Not anymore. Especially like highway patrol. You're almost more inclined as an athlete. Like you look around the country, a celebrity, an athlete. Now it's not like the old days. I mean, you got dashboard cams. You've got the vest cams. You know, people want to know why didn't you ticket them if they had a name?
It's very hard. Zach in Parma, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Zach.
First of all, big fan, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Thank you
for calling. Go right on ahead.
Real quick, where did you get pulled over at Strongsville? It was on 71?
71, yeah. Through that, you know, there's always that. I'm imagining it's by that part by the turnpike, and you know they love to sit right there.
Yeah, you know, I feel for the kid. He just signed an NFL contract. He's making it big. He's got to be driving probably a Ram T-Rex or a Ford Raptor. If I had the money that he had in one of these trucks that goes as fast as he goes, my God, I would have been going 150. I cannot even.
Well, you can't condone that, but you can't condone it, Zach. I mean, Zach, how old are you?
Yeah, see what it's capable of.
I'm 23.
Oh, okay, so you're young. So we did this. This is great. One time years ago when Joe Hayden was still here, right? These are the stories that happened. I remember there was a big-ass story, Zach, where Joe Hayden had six cars. And I remember it was one of the most bizarre nights ever I had on the air when I was on at night, Zach. I had guys calling in about what's he doing with his money? Why is he spending? Because this is back when you got big rookie contracts. What's he doing with his money? Why are you spending all this money on six cars? And I just had to come out and say, guys, I'm 25 years old. I love cars. I would buy six
Kevin
cars.
Would get seven.
And so I think that we all have to look and go, like, if he were, like, honestly, if he was in his mid-30s doing this, you'd be like, hey, you probably got a wife and kids. You really got to slow it down. Let's take her easy here. And I'm glad nobody got hurt. So we always say that, but it's like, hey, just be more responsible next time. Be careful next time. And you try to move on. Now, since it is Shador, and I think we'll end up covering what Shador had for breakfast at some point in our lives.
It's the second story right now on ESPN.com.
Yeah, there you go. It's because it's, and also, hey, it's June. It's June.
I mean, I guess so, but it's just crazy. And, you know,
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you guys about it. Yeah.
Given the history we've had with players, I mean, thank God he wasn't drunk. He wasn't you know, he wasn't.
Of course. Of course.
I feel like this is just insane that he's getting. He's getting tore up.
But I don't think he's. But I don't think he's getting tore up that much. That's why, like, I got to ask Mary Kay the context at 8:22 of the story. And Zach, thank you for the call. I have not seen. I've not heard anybody ripping him. Like, yes, he's a Browns quarterback. He's a very popular quarterback. Would we be talking about more than we would? We would mention if it were Joe, Dillon Gabriel, or Kenny Pickett. I think we talk about it more because it's Shador. He's a very popular person. At the same time, you kind of stare at the wall and go, it's a speeding ticket. Guys get speeding tickets. I'm glad nobody got hurt. I'm very, very glad nobody got hurt. But since nobody did get hurt, it's like, hey, it's a citation. You know, if he got a parking ticket, do I yell at him for a parking ticket? If he got a lot of other things that are just come in daily lives, do I yell at him for those sort of things? No. I don't think that this has any bad standing of him in the community. I have not read any. Now, I haven't been on the internet that terribly much since the incident, yet, since it got reported yesterday. So I don't know if there's been people just ripping him up and down.
I haven't seen any of that, and
I haven't heard anybody on the air here ripping
him
up.
I think the only thing I've seen is just some judgment questions, like, what are you doing at night, that time of night, doing that? Like, not even that he's out. I mean, you're allowed to be out past midnight. Jim Tressel used to say 10 p.m. Nothing good ever happens after 10 p.m. Except
Johnny
I think
Carson
they won
used to come on after 10 p.m.
What's funny is I think they won the national championship after 10 p.m., so that was pretty good.
Fair point. 216-474-0092. You think the media is against Shador? Is this another thing that pits the media against Shador Sanders?
Ooh, I like that.
That's coming up on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I made a comparison. People are genuinely confused by it. I don't understand. I'll get to that here in a moment. Also, if you're a hurt player, you are damned if you do, damned if you don't in today's sports media. It makes me think you got to just hobble out there and show the world for 1 minute at least that you can't go. That's coming up at 8:45. Yesterday, we had a conversation. Aditi came on. Aditi had a vigorous defense of Kenny Pickett. as he is one of the four Browns quarterbacks, and it led to a discussion between Anthony and I where he kind of banged our head against the wall going, okay, what the hell is Kenny even doing here?
Joe Flacco is definitely not going to be the starting quarterback the following year.
No.
What are you looking to get out of Joe Flacco starting for an extended period of time at all?
Like, stability, know-how, respect in a front part of the schedule, that's tough. But I do think there's a difference in starting week one than starting in week four.
Well, do you think he's way better than Kenny Pickett? Because Kenny Pickett can do that too, right? He can navigate you through the tough part of the schedule.
I don't know if he can. I don't know if he has the wherewithal.
Then why is
Joe,
he here?
I trust
then,
to have the
then
head.
What was the point in bringing him
I don't
here?
Know, because I think that they're trying. I think in whatever way, Kevin seems to like Kenny Pickett. And thinks that he can really spin it. I have no idea why the hell he's here. I wouldn't have traded for the guy. You're arguing with the wrong person. So the aunt of Kenny Pickett, her name's Kelly, she saw it on social media, called us clowns.
Were we able to confirm, by the way, that she is the aunt of Kenny Pickett?
I believe so. It was told to me. Well, they could be pulling a leg on me. It was told to me by several people okay. over at our sister station, The Fan in Pittsburgh. They told us that it's his aunt. Then the afternoon show proceeded to get into it with her. The midday show doesn't really know about computers, so they didn't have the chance to do that.
Can't be bothered. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're probably better off.
I think that Jeff
they
Center
got this one restarted yesterday. Eventually
Jeff sent her a real nasty telegram. In the words of Andy Roth, like people want, like they want me to go back at her and they want you to go back at her. In the words of Andy Roth, what's the win? I will argue with you and callers and people on the street all day long about quarterbacks, about players in general, and whether or not I think they're good. I've had to explain to players to their face, which is awkward, but I've had to do it, why I didn't think that they were good. Hell, you had to tell Joe Thomas to his face the first time we ever had him in studio why you wanted him traded. I give you a lot of credit for that. Joe's a wonderful guy. That's a tough thing to do. In person, and Joe accepted it. Joe could understand. What is the point of me getting into a thing with Kenny Pickett's aunt? For entertainment purpose?
Hilarity.
Okay. One, I don't win those. I don't win against the player in social media. Media people never win against the player in social media. Unless it's years later and the player really shows his ass and does what the media member said, but it doesn't care. None of this matters. Internet arguments, everybody thinks that they won an internet argument. The person who you're arguing against on the internet thinks that they beat you. Also, if I were to quote-unquote win an argument against Kenny Pickett's family member, wouldn't that mean that I want Kenny Pickett to do poorly? So I'd be rooting against a Browns quarterback? I want a Browns quarterback to do well. I don't want Kenny Pickett to go out there and suck up the room just to zing some stranger on the internet. Why would I want that?
Well,
I just don't think that he's a very good quarterback. I hope he proves me wrong.
Is she inserting herself into the story if she continues to
come back
at Cleveland media, Cleveland fans?
That's fine. I'm sure she's obviously...
Because she has a right to defend her family.
I'm guessing she was there when Kenny was born. I'm guessing she was there throughout his entire life. I'm sure they're very close with each other. And yeah, man, if my nephew played for the Cleveland Browns and some stranger media guy was saying, why is he even traded here? I don't think he's that good. I really wouldn't want him here. Yeah, I'd probably be pretty upset too. Because we're not real people to them. And frankly, she's a stranger. It doesn't make me happy if Kenny Pickett goes out there and throws three picks and we end up getting hammered by the Cincinnati Bengals in week one or any team at any time. That's not going to make me happy. What? So I can, well, I got you, the aunt of the quarterback. That doesn't make me happy. And it shouldn't make me happy. It shouldn't make anybody happy. I would go, why did Kevin bring Kenny Pickett in here? I don't think that Kenny Pickett's a bad guy, bad person. I think that he has limitations. I wonder why he's here when we have Joe Flacco has a clear reason why he's back. The two rookies, clear reasons why they're here. Go ahead and name them. For Kenny, it's like, well, they didn't have a quarterback at the time. Deshaun was still definitely hurt. So they didn't have anybody there. You couldn't guarantee that maybe you were signing Joe. And you already traded a fifth round pick for him and DTR. So I okay, fine.
So I feel bad. We're just reacting to what? Was there one tweet from her, or has there been a string of tweets?
Apparently there's been a string. And there's been some trolls and people on the internet trying to, you know, egg her on and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, but I'm sure, you know, she understands. I don't know how old she is. I'm sure she understands that, you know, this isn't the first time she's done this. If she did this, you know, previously,
she's well versed
in Pittsburgh, that she's been up to this before. My question is, would you like to hear from her?
Have her on the show?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
please.
Has Mitch reached out to her?
Please.
Because I mean, this is a family member of a player. Maybe we just need her perspective.
I will be civil with this woman.
Yeah,
I will not.
What are we
I'm telling
do?
You right now.
Why would we yell at her?
I'm not going to browbeat her. I'm not going to make fun of. I know that there's been people who have made fun of.
I mean, Kenny Pickett's been on our station. Nobody went off on Kenny Pickett when he was on the station. Mm-hmm. Was he on middays a while back when he signed, or when we traded for him, I should say? Wasn't he on the station? Nobody took shots at him whatsoever.
In almost a decade together, you and I have said some pretty wild stuff. I'm not going to take personal shots at this woman. I'm not going to do that. Or if his dad or anybody else, any other Grandpa Pickett wants to call in, I have no idea. I ain't going to take a shot at any family member. It doesn't help me to win some fake argument against a family member. So I want if Kenny Pickett comes in, and I'm sure he will, I want Kenny Pickett to do well for the Browns. Not to say, like, I told you so with Kenny Pickett and his aunt or any other family member. Like, if Deion Sanders hears us getting critical.
Yeah, my next point. Like, because he's in the sport. She's not in the sport. She just might be a fan, part of the support system, whatever, and a family member. Deion's in the sport.
I'm willing to admit that if we had to be critical of Shador, and Deion caught wind of it and Deion ripped us, I'd probably feel a little sad.
Because we love Deion.
I grew up loving Deion Sanders. Like, I grew up a huge fan of Deion Sanders. I had his turf shoes, for crying out loud. And I'm fat and can't run. Not even then. Like, I would feel a little bit bad, but it's like, hey, I'm not trying to be mean towards... I think a lot of guys make it personal. And it's like, you don't win. Nobody's rooting for Kenny Carmen versus Kenny Pickett over his aunt. And I don't want to turn it into that. I don't want to turn it into me versus a player.
Did we get, when's the last time? I know Odell Beckham's dad allegedly, not allegedly.
Well, he made the video.
He did tweet.
Or he had somebody made the video.
Right. He did tweet the video out, right? About the, what was it even in the highlights? Was it, or low lights, or what was it?
I don't know.
He decided being open in routes.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So, and not getting the ball.
It was Oliver Stone for the afternoon.
So. Yeah, then obviously that was something you're going to bring up. I'm trying to think how many experiences we have in Cleveland with family members. Because now
Colt
in the social
McCoy's
media
dad,
age.
Colt McCoy's dad.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Al Horford's sister.
Yeah, which I was younger and I feel bad about that. I'm glad Keith got on me about that years ago.
What, did she go after you?
I don't even remember. It was stupid. Mm-hmm. I was younger and stupid at that time. The only other time I remember actually getting into a row with anybody was Derek Carr's brother.
Oh, I do remember that.
Because I tweeted, and it was actually...
David Carr?
No, there's a Darren Carr. And I had said... And it was actually... It was pro Derek Carr. I'm like, he's got to get out of there. He has got to get out of there.
Right.
And it was in the overnight show.
Him.
Yeah, it was on the overnight show on CBS. And I did the morning show with you, woke up, took a nap after I woke up, and I'm just getting the most vitriolic things I've ever read. Emails, tweets, things like that from Raiders fans because of Darren Carr, where I'm like, hey man, like, I'm kind of saying that I want your brother out of there for his own good, but I couldn't argue that with
You're definitely seeing more and more family members because of that social media interaction. Like, they have a direct line to you now. They may have felt in the past, or in the past, they might not have even heard a criticism.
Now,
like, I don't know where she lives.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's in the Pittsburgh area or what. She could be anywhere in the world, but because of social media, these clips have their way of
making
the rounds.
This is where they got me. Is that if you and I were just on CBS Sports Radio or Infinity or whatever, you know what I mean now, Infinity, and we were just espousing those opinions, hey, I don't care, fine. You know what? If we're going to have this out, I guess there would be a tinge of me that's hoping for his downfall. I'm a Browns fan. I was here before him, and I'll certainly be here after him. I want him to do well. I would love him to do well. I would love to tell stories later on. That, oh, I thought he was going to be struggling. I didn't think that this was the place to resurrect his career. Because when I watch Kenny Pickett with the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think there's a lot of things that got in his way. When it does come, I think there is a legitimate argument about Matt Canada and the lack of help that he had with Matt Canada. But, I mean, he played on a good football team last year, and he played poorly on a good football team last year. He played on a Super Bowl champion last year. So, hey, man, like, if Kenny Pickett can go out there and play really well, good. God bless him. I got to stop this bleeding of 40 quarterbacks in 25 years. I need somebody. So if Kenny Pickett or his family members want to cuss me out, and that means we go to the Super Bowl, let me have it, babe. I don't care.
I feel like we should reach out to her. Have Mitch. There's got to be a way. There's got to be a way. Her, let's get to all the family members of these athletes.
Be honest. I will be respectful. We'll do more of this. I will not be mean to this person.
We'll do a special pot. You know what? Get TJ McConnell's sister as well. Let's get her in studio.
Mitch? Why TJ McConnell's sister? Mitch McConnell is a senator.
Oh.
Owen.
Do a Google search. You can get her on.
Why are you saying our producer, Mitch?
I wasn't ripping TJ McConnell.
No, I would never. I think he's been fantastic.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You guys all want to catch me in these lies, these vociferous lies. There's no lies. I'm allowed to watch a little bit of hockey. But for that case, if Caitlin Clark was playing the Connecticut Sun, if there were a Game 7 of the NHL Final, I'm going to watch Caitlin Clark versus the Connecticut Sun. Keith's calling me out for stuff I tweeted 3 years ago for you. People can grow. I can get older and grow. Have different interests. Try different things. My father-in-law. He ended up, he retired from Schwabel's. I told you, he built houses, right, on the side. Retires from Schwabel's, decides he wants to start cooking.
Wow. I was going to say he started building gingerbread houses.
Decides he wants to start doing other things. Then he went back to baking bread, which I thought was really weird. He's like, try this bread. I'm going, you know, you spent 41 years baking bread, buddy. It's in the blood. I want to get to this Tyrese Haliburton audio. This was after the Pacers' Game 5 loss in the press conference. Hit it!
It's the finals, man. I've worked my whole life to be here, and I want to be out there to compete, help my teammates any way I can. You know, it's not really a thought of mine to not play. If I can, you know, walk, then I want to play.
So So Tyrese Halliburton went and got a MRI. He got an MRI. Sham Sharania reported that he got an MRI on his calf to get the severity of the strain of his calf. We don't know how bad it is right now. His status, I would assume, for game six is uncertain.
Right.
He plans on playing.
We are waiting on...
That's not until tomorrow night.
That's not until tomorrow night. There is this back and forth. I know that what Awful Announcing had Emmanuel Acho saying that I don't want to play Emmanuel Acho for anybody. But Emmanuel Acho apparently saying he's selfish if he tries to play in game six in the NBA Finals. You had brought up a great... Before the Emmanuel Acho thing, you had brought up a great question that I think we need to examine. Please do.
Yeah.
Please.
I sometimes wonder whether or not it's the right move for these guys to truly gut out an injury or not. And I don't know that we have an answer because it seems like a very case-by-case basis. Okay, Darius Garland was clearly... I don't know how anybody could watch Darius Garland when he tried to play those final two games and not know that it was obvious that he was laboring through the toe injury. But because it was a toe, I said, man, the only thing that would have been worse for him is if it was a pinky. Like... The toe is the one thing everyone's like, you're really not going to play in the biggest game of the year or the biggest games of the year, the biggest series of the year because of a toe injury. And it's like, I don't know, turf toe is a pretty big deal. And we know it's some variation of that. Mm-hmm. I know the Cavs were very vague and probably didn't help that he was day to day. So he missed two of the biggest games of the year. And then when he came out and played and didn't play well, you know, he still got criticized. The same thing happened with Halliburton. Halliburton played in that game. The announcers brought attention to it. They're like, he is not right. They showed him walking back into the locker room. They showed the extra treatment that he was getting down there. Yeah. We know the calf strains turn into what? Really bad injuries for NBA players. Probably anybody. But the NBA players, pretty famously, when they try to go out and play with calf injuries, it turns into so much more, and then you're out a year.
And all these big Achilles injuries start as calf strains?
Yes.
There's been a couple of players who have gone out there and they try to run around on calf injuries and it looks like a deer that got shot in the woods. It looks really bad. At the very beginning they're running like crazy, but at the end it doesn't look good.
Yeah, you can shoot these guys up and they always do, right?
Yeah, but
pain management.
But you can shoot them up all you want. Eventually it starts to wear off. And I mean, when it comes to calf strains, you're running on that. Like if you had a shoulder thing or hands or whatever, you can do a lot of things with that. But so when it comes to your legs,
he was 0-6, Kenny. He was 0-4 from three.
Yeah.
They were all desperation attempts. He couldn't get his shot off. Well, he couldn't push off.
The pain management's one thing. The calf, the dexterity of actually being able to run the correct way and cut the correct way, it's definitely going to be effective.
It was clearly impacting him, just like Darius, it was clearly impacting him. I'm listening to Nick Wright. Nick Wright saying this is the worst performance in a finals game ever. And it's like, well, should he just not have played? Okay, so if he doesn't play...
I mean, he tried to be out there for 34 minutes?
Yeah, he was gutting it out. He was. Probably didn't help that McConnell played, you know, as well as he did. Yeah, here was Nick Wright on his podcast.
While maybe some of the Tyrese Halliburton, why doesn't he score more? And the answer is because he's not a scorer. Some of that prior to Game 5 was a touch overstated. There is nothing that I can think of that could overstate what happened last night, which is on the very short list and maybe at the very top of the list of worst performances by a superstar and by a team's best player in a gotta-have-it finals game.
Even with him being banged up?
Man, unless the injury was he lost his vision for 45 minutes, that's not an excuse. I understand he had calf soreness, but 0-6, 4 points with 3 turnovers in 34 minutes in a game that somehow was a 2-point game in the fourth quarter, thanks to what, in all honesty, the backup point guard, TJ McConnell, was able to do in his minutes. I've just never seen something like it.
Before I ask the big question here, let me ask you this. You and Nick would know better than me, so I acquiesce to you. You watched that 6 different attempts that he had. You said that they were desperation shots.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he couldn't get to a spot.
Could do anything.
So, because every... Even I know this, and a lot of people should. Like, there's places you can shoot from, and you can as a basketball player, where there's very few guys that are just wet from everywhere. He has to get to his spots. If he can't get there, then yeah, there is an excuse. I don't care what Nick says. Like, well, you could say whatever about his eyes being bunked out or whatever. Like, if you can't physically get to your spots and you have the ball and you're down, all right, I guess I just have to shot from the left elbow extended, even though I'm terrible from this end. I just have to get this off. I just have to be a decoy for everybody else. Would they be in the finals? Would they have beaten the Cavaliers without Tyrese Haliburton?
No, of course not.
Okay, so they wouldn't have done that. They wouldn't have beat the Knicks without Tyrese Haliburton. So now the question becomes, should a player always try to play? Should a player always try to play because they believe they can help their team? That's one part of it. And two, hey, man, we're in a 24-hour news cycle here where, especially in the NBA, it becomes very personal very quick. Have you noticed that?
Furthermore,
have you noticed that in the NBA more than any other sport? Like, between pundits and players, it's a very personal challenge between the two.
And every round you get to, because it's the only game in town, it's the only game that's drawing analysis.
And now it's summer.
Every talking head is weighing in on it. You're almost better off. Like, he's under the microscope. I wonder if he would have been better off after the injury, going out there, falling down twice, taking himself out of the game. Last year, OG Anunoby for the Knicks went out there in Game 7, and you would have thought people wanted to call the police on
That's
the Knicks for throwing
Thank
them out
you.
There.
That's who it was.
And he was out, and guess
this.
Who's never going to get criticism again? OG Anunoby will never
That's
get
right.
criticism
Thank
because
you.
He tried to gut it out, clearly couldn't be out there, and that was the end of the experience. Meanwhile, Darius Garland gets ripped by Stephen A. Smith, right? The highest paid, most influential talking head in sports today, and maybe it's bleeding over to news and politics. Okay, he goes out there and says that Darius Garland is soft.
You've been watching Cuomo lately, haven't
oh,
you?
Oh, every day.
Hell yeah, you have.
So
I
he's
know you.
Calling him soft, right? So it got back, clearly got back to Darius Garland, who went out there and tried to play and was a shell of himself and probably, quite frankly, hurt the team. So, you know, Haliburton was hurting the team. Now, I mean, if I'm Haliburton, what do you do for Game 7? If he doesn't play, what are they going to say? You couldn't come out for Game 7? You couldn't come out for Game 7? You had a chance to win this series?
He has to.
So,
he
okay,
to.
But now if he plays and throws up another box score like that,
I know.
What are they saying?
You know what you
got to
do?
You just killed your team in the biggest game of the year. What is the guy supposed to do?
This is so utterly ridiculous and so dramatic and stupid, and you guys are all going to roll your eyes. Say he's like, they're like, hey, he really can't. He's not going to help anybody. He is, because calf strains, by the way, that turns into Achilles injuries. That turns
right.
into a year.
Right.
Ask Kevin Durant. Ask what Jeff was saying about Kevin Durant. I know I act like I don't listen to middays because I like to mess with them. Yeah, ask what Jeff was saying about the Achilles strain and things like that. If you have him go out there, you could very well do some serious damage that takes you out of next year's finals without Tyrese Haliburton. But
by the way, they said Darius might have done that by trying to play on the toe, might have necessitated surgery.
If you're Tyrese Haliburton, you need to come together as a franchise. And this is how stupid this is. To shut up, Nick and Stephen A. and everybody and people in Indiana. Dan, I love Dan, but I'm sure he's commenting on it over there at the ticket and Outkick. You have to let him try to play. He has to try to play. You have to let him try to play, and then I mean first media timeout, Rick Carlisle has to go. Unless he's like, I can go, I feel great. Rick Carlisle has to go out there and make a big public showing, like pulling him aside, talking to him, yelling at him, like, you can't play, you're done. He has to. He has to. Because Tyrese Haliburton, 7 champions in 7 years. Tyrese Haliburton can't, he may want to believe it, and I'm sure he's got the confidence in himself. He may never get to this level again. You cannot live with yourself for the rest of your life knowing that you didn't try to go out there, because nobody will let you forget it now. Nobody will let you forget it. You've been hitting shots like crazy this finals run, this NBA playoffs run. People have totally changed the way they think about you. They've been calling you overrated throughout your career, saying that you don't deserve these things, saying you didn't even deserve to be on the Team USA. And here you are in the NBA Finals. You got your team down 3-2, which, first off, you've taken it further than even Vegas thought you were going to go. They thought you were getting beaten 5. Gentlemen, sweet. You've led this series. He has to go out there. And then it is for the respect or the responsibility of the organization, Rick Carlisle, first media timeout or first any chance of a timeout, you got to walk out there on the floor and go, no, no. And I'm sure he's going to be upset, and you have to make a big public display of it and go, this guy is our leader. He tried to do it. I made the decision as the head coach of this basketball team. I'm a future Hall of Famer. Rick Carlisle wouldn't say that, but he's, you know, Rick Carlisle is a future Hall of Famer. I made this decision for the good of this team, for our best chance. And that's whether you're going to a game seven or you can hear the other guy celebrate in the locker room. You have to make that decision because you cannot allow your best player to be ridiculed by guys who look like this. Who are great big fat pigs and out of shape people who couldn't play the game at a high level. Well, you're not a man. You're not tough. You're not willing. What do you mean? You're not willing to sell yourself out for the ultimate prize? How dare. That's the problem with the NBA these days. That's the problem with the game. These guys aren't willing to do everything they can to go out there and win anymore. You can't. I'm sorry. You can't risk that. To have the possibility the rest of your life to hear idiots shoot their mouth off about your injury. I have got some pushback about my Jose stuff. The question of what they've done, have they done right by him? Have they done right by Jose? It's a difficult question to answer. I don't know if any of us has a full answer, but I think we have no shortage of opinions on it. And my issue was, again, it's a frustrating time. It's the perfect time of year for something like that to percolate because it's a June swoon. They're on the road. They have not played well. They haven't played well in a couple of weeks. They've so far had one of the tougher schedules in Major League Baseball. Oh, and you said sixth toughest schedule in Major League Baseball. Yeah. They're about to be turning it into the 28th toughest schedule in Major League Baseball. Thank you very much for that fact. It's been a rough stretch for them. And people start to get frustrated and they toy with the notions. And one of the notions that some of the people have toyed with is slaughtering a sacred cow, something you can't do. And in most sports, nobody is above the organization. And in a lot of towns, nobody's above the organization. Like, do you think Cooper Flagg's going to be really good?
Good. I don't know if he's going to be transcendent.
Will he be Luka good?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So you could try to wrap yourself around that idea if you want to. But it's had a very, very, very bad effect in the Luka trade with the Dallas Mavericks. I think this would be Luka-esque even worse. There are people who go to the ball games, and this is a ticket-driven organization. Boy, they've pounded that down your throat. They go to the ball games to see him. And then you know what? They understand if he doesn't play. That's how much he's loved. Like, if you go on a Sunday, like I told you, I took Axel to that Astros game a couple years ago, and he wasn't in the lineup on a Sunday, and he's like, where's Jose? And I go, he's got the day off, and we all understand. It's a getaway day. Like, what other player has that?
Yeah, you don't say, oh, it's load management for Jose.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Do you care?
That's how
obviously
loved he
his
is here.
Stats are still like, his stats make it look like he's in his prime, but the reality is he's 32. So you don't expect him to be able to continue to put up these numbers for many more years after this, right? So I didn't even expect him to have these numbers this year. So does it matter at all if we're talking like if there was a blockbuster trade out there that if you got this all-time return, I know this isn't the NBA, it's not the NFL, we don't think of it in those terms.
I know you.
Does it matter to you that he's not technically in his athletic prime anymore?
No, I know I'm supposed to say
never. Luka was in his prime when he got traded.
I know I'm not supposed to say never, say never. I'm saying never. I don't know what he'll be at the end of the contract and what age he'll be at the end of the contract, I should say, where he will be at in his prowess at the end of the deal. But my God, he may get to the end of the deal and he might have a little bit left in him and then some team might want to. I can't deny those thoughts. But he is the organization, folks. He is the city. And there's been some, I get the frustration, man, but you're toying around with some dangerous stuff. That's dangerous. And you want to talk about, hey, we're a three-sport town. Lima, you mention all the time, you know, are we a real sports town? You guys only want to talk about the Browns sometimes, only football sometimes. Don't want to get into the Cavs the way you want to, or maybe get into the Guardians the way I want to and so many stuff. You're going to kill it. You will kill it right here in the city. If that guy has anything left and you moved on from him, they'd never forgive the organization. if you were going to do it, you better make sure that David Blitzer takes over right after, because they'll never forgive you. He can't make that trade. New guy can't come in and make that trade. Old guy still can't make that trade, because then you'll... Paul Dolan's from here. He doesn't want to be reviled for the rest of his life here. Maybe I could always try to defend it in some way. I don't want to, but you could always go, hey, you know what? Like, when he finally does relinquish command of the Guardians as the principal owner and were to give way to David Blitzer or whoever else, I could go, hey, you know what? He was a sound businessman. I know some people are rolling their eyes as hard as they can. This is baseball, guys. This is what we do in Major League Baseball. He's a sound businessman, kept the right people in place, made the right investments when it comes to players. They were a pretty successful franchise. They just never got over the hump. They came as close as you could without doing it. And I can respect that to a certain level. Didn't like what he had to say about Francisco Lindor a few years ago at the Greater Cleveland Sports Awards, but that would probably get eschewed somewhere else. But man, you make that move, that's... Like, you didn't move the team. That's not Modell territory. That's pretty damn close for a lot of fans out there. 216-474-0092. Mike and Elyria, you're first up in the Fan. Yellow.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know what? I'm going to have to disagree with you and push back a little bit here. I don't think that they've done right by him. As a matter of fact, I think that they've done nothing. We're talking about an organization that not too long ago had not only Jose Ramirez, but Francisco Lindor on the same roster and did nothing then. They didn't go all in. They haven't.
Wait, what do you mean? What year are you talking about? 2017, they definitely went all in. 2016, they got Andrew Miller. 2017, Encarnacion.
Yeah.
I guess I can give you that. But I mean,
Andrew Miller went on one of the great postseason runs of all time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I would say that you have Jose Ramirez, a guy who's given you a once-in-a-lifetime discount. You will never, ever see that again, mm-hmm. ever.
Yep.
To trade this guy would be Rocky Colavito-esque.
You'd be awful.
And I look at the lineup that they've surrounded him with. I mean, we had, not just a week ago, we had, what is his name, Will Wilson playing second base? I tell you what, they've signed some guys in the bullpen, okay? Yeah, because you can never have enough pitching. I would have kept Pedro Avila over some of those guys that they've brought in. Matt Festa, that's your big signing. You bought him from the Texas Rangers.
Well, Mike,
what have you done with position players?
Well, Mike, I can't
tell me one position player. You got rid of two. And I know you're going to say, hey, it's great. They got out of that Jimenez contract.
They did.
They're the idiots that signed him to it in the first place.
Yeah, they were. They were, but they at least got out of that contract. You could still be eating that contract. That's not a good defense. It doesn't.
How does that benefit the Cleveland Guardians?
It doesn't. It doesn't.
How does that benefit them?
It doesn't. I'm not yelling at you. Say, you notice I'm not getting mad at you in red face and saying, getting all emotional and vulgar with you, Mike. Because listen, I think a lot of people would agree with you on that. I do. Right. The only thing I can offer is something that you're not going to accept, is that they get their salary from their television deal. That was a rug that was pulled out from under them. And we could talk about how much more money they get when it comes to merchandise, when it comes to the television revenue that's shared with Major League Baseball, and how much millions of dollars they get just to open up the door. I know we can get to a big thing. There are very big operating expenses that they have to meet to that. And I know you're not going to accept that, but that's just the truth of the matter of what it is.
I understand what you're saying 100%, and I agree. They're in a tough bind right now. But I will also come back to you and say this. When they did have a television deal, they were very satisfied being on the fringe. They were very satisfied with that because – and I'll tell you another thing. If they were to trade Jose Ramirez, I will walk away from this organization, like you said, and never come back.
A million.
I'm already halfway there because of just the lack of spending. And it's not even just the Guardians. It's baseball in general, because I've been saying for years, they need a floor and they need a ceiling.
Yes.
And until they fix that, baseball's in trouble. And they keep ignoring the fact. And then they're worried about going out, having 45 different streaming places for baseball and everything. They're going about this all wrong. They're losing more people, I think, than they're gaining.
When they were on the fringe, I don't disagree with any of that, Mike. Thank you very much for the call. When they were on the fringe, like you call it the fringe, they're in a very weird spot where they were trying to thread a needle. They spent what? Their most they spent was $133 million there in 2017 after the 2016 season. Now, I got to go check the numbers on that. It's in that neighborhood of the 130 millions or somewhere in there. You were right. I mean, they went out, they got Edwin Encarnacion, they went out and they got Andrew Miller. These were good things that they did. They went out, they tried to bring in other guys. What they are fearful of, what they cannot afford, and this is the difference, they can't afford the 10-year, $300 million contract. Like, we're talking about the Yankees on the phone yesterday. Yeah, they couldn't get Juan Soto for $765 million for 15 years. They still went out and got a great pitcher in Max Fried for what? Almost 300? What was it? $218 million? That's their consolation prize in New York, is Max Fried, a Cy Young pitcher who no one can hit for triple digits millions. We got one triple digit guy. That's all we're going to have. So you can't go out and you could pay the front of it, maybe. You could pay the first year or two, maybe. And then you get to a point where like, hey, I got to trade this guy. And if he gets hurt, I got to pay the freight on all of it, all of it. So you can't afford the last 7 years of a contract or 8 years even. And so these other teams, when we start to get in these matches, we're not the only team that's doing this. There's 27 other teams that are doing this. 26 other teams because we're the 27th. There's three teams in there that are able to do something different. There's a couple teams that are actually able to do it, but they're not going to be wanting to or willing to. Matt on the road, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Wonderful, Matt. You go right on ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, you know, I'm just delighted by this conversation. Like, first off, like, Jose just needs to walk in and just be like, look, do right by me. Get me the you-know-what out of here because this organization is not serious about winning. Everyone, everyone can throw out that Encarnacion, Andrew Miller thing. The only reason they spent on that was if you look back in 2016, 2017, whenever that was, there was a sale of a company called BAMTech where each team got a stipend or something, and that's literally the money they used. The second that money dried up, out went Miller, out went Encarnacion.
So they used the money they got from a sale on their players, were mad about this?
But what I'm saying is they only use that money.
Wait. You wanted them to spend money on players. You're giving me an example where they spent an influx of money on players. What's the problem?
Okay, but the whole point is the second that extra money that wasn't theirs went in, they start cutting payroll again.
Because they can't afford it anymore.
So, Ken, where did that extra revenue from the playoffs go? Where did the revenue from Guardians TV go?
I would imagine operational costs. I mean, you have a TV deal.
That's the problem, though. They just lost like $45-50 million on their TV deal, and it's going to be $45-50 next year, and it's going to be $45. They don't have any bidders. Like this town, unfortunately, towns like this, there's no regional
money
deal.
To make money, guys.
If I had $120 million coming in over the next 3 years, and then I got it chopped down to $30 million over the next 3 years, some guys are going to have to go.
Okay, well, real quick question here. You guys got me, Nona.
Yeah.
So these guys are claiming they're poor. What happened with this Buckeye Leadership Fund with the Dolans? Like, they clearly have money for politics. But you're claiming that you know you're too poor to run a baseball team. Small market.
Well, they're not poor. They're not poor. No, Matt. No one's claiming they're poor. They're not. And thank you very much for the call. They got $4.6 billion as a family sitting in the family trust. They're not poor, but they're going to operate the business as a business. It's hard for me to demand them to go in the red as a business. If you go into the red as a business, they're always going to protect themselves. So I'm not trying to stick up for a billionaire here in this case, because yes, his family is worth billions of dollars, but he's going to operate the organization as a business, and it's protected that organization because, yeah, he could operate into the red, and they can end up winning 87 games this next year and getting bounced into the wild card, and then all of a sudden he's got to let people go because his family's not going to let him spend into the red. You're not going to do that.
I heard what you said there, Owen. You said, well, you got to spend money to make money.
I was saying that sarcastically.
I know, but there are people that believe that, but if they went out and got one free agency
when you call in and go, well, they got money, so they spent it, but now they're not spending because they don't have money.
Well,
do people calling in with that thought processing, what's your bill situation at home? Are you living in a cardboard box now because you went out and got all the nicest appliances and couldn't afford it, but You're in the red now.
Well, your issue is because he's got to keep more than just the players employed.
It sucks that it's a business, guys, but it's a business. Like, because it's not a business for us.
Yeah, it's not.
Well, it's not a business for me.
And the advantage.
It's how I enjoy my summer.
Yes. And the advantage that the other sports get that they don't is that you don't really get to talk. You don't have to turn it into a business every time you talk about it. Give me the baseball talk that doesn't turn everything, with the exception of three cities, that doesn't turn everything into a business.
Yeah, they're fielding the same calls.
Two cities, really.
They're fielding the same calls in like 20-plus other cities.
Even St. Louis. Even St. Louis.
Well, they're going to cut back.
Yes. I mean, again, that's the fundamental problem with Major League Baseball. So when a guy like Mike Elyria calls in and he's exasperated with it, yeah, he's leading the club. Of all those guys. The thing that bothers me is, well, they're an unserious franchise. No, if they were an unserious franchise, they'd be firing everybody left and right. You'd have the owner out there making decisions for it. That's what you would be doing. That's not a serious franchise. This is a serious franchise that, yes, is binded by the money that they don't have compared to the other ones. And if that's an excuse, fine. The hell with it. You could do a hell of a lot worse. And you have with owners in the past. I watch out of the six games, I probably watch 4.5, including a little bit of last night.
Lots of fun hockey going on.
How come we never talked about them?
Yeah, I don't remember talking about
them. Doing radio in Cleveland.
The story of the game is one of the main guys don't know how to say his name. It has like 30 letters in it, none of them are vowels. He's playing great.
I feel like it would have came up off air.
Why?
Do you believe Ken Carman watched 4.5 of the six AHL games?
But hey, as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Audio courtesy of NBC and 92.3 The Fan. Yeah, I watch a hockey, damn it. I watch a hockey. Can't tell you much about it. What I actually know about hockey, I learned from movies.
Who's the goalie for the Panthers?
Can't tell you. Stuart Skinner is the...
Sergei Bobrovsky.
Is it Bobrovsky?
Yeah, I mean...
No, is it really?
It is. He's won two in a row, and he was with the Blue Jackets forever when we used to talk about him.
Should I try to keep the sound on next
couldn't
year?
Tell you.
Should I try to keep the sound on?
That's my answer from now
on. Wait a second. The sound...
Well, wait a minute. Why is that?
Sound of NHL hockey is pretty damn compelling.
No, it's so distracting. All that ice...
I like the sound. I should have left the sound on. The ice, the bump, 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 bump.
Yeah. No, you don't want
dun,
that.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Are you going to get that Murray Warmuth book on audio tape?
Oh, my God. You guys in the Murray Warmuth. My God in heaven. See, you guys like bringing it up, though, because you knew it was ridiculous. We were talking about an old football coach who's been dead.
I did respect it. I made sure to let you know that I absolutely respect it.
What I think is ridiculous is...
You don't respect it. You're texting right now. Who are you texting?
Had you been talking about the Stanley Cup final, I would have thought that's ridiculous, too. But at least I would have known you watched it. We sat in the same room for how many days of the week?
Because you guys aren't interested. Why am I going to bring up something I know you're not interested in?
They're coming your way. They're down to 67% don't think that you watched it.
I felt...
It's a nice layer to peel off that onion of Ken Carman. I learned something about him every day. A new thing that he watched, a new thing he was interested in.
Joe said...
I had no idea all these years.
Joe had said that we actually need to... Joe said that we need to use our influence to bring NHL hockey here to Cleveland. And I had to send back to him. I go, I'm sorry, friend, but that ship has sailed. You are too good of an AHL product, and you're too close to those other cities
to
get an NHL team.
AHL, as Owen can attest, as someone who's been there night in and night out, they are killing it. They are doing so much better. Now, I don't know the financials, but just looking at those crowds, don't they lead the AHL in attendance?
They got to be turning
around. Yeah, they're 1-2 every year.
They got
1 or 2 every
year. Yes.
Because
you go, first off, you go to the arena is beautiful. Now, I've seen the pictures, like Tony Brown and Doug Plagans have taken pictures of the other arenas. Like the
Some of that's relative. Some of you're playing at the Winterhurst Ice Arena in Lakewood.
Yes. This is AAA hockey. Tony, they're playing at like the Armory.
Yeah.
The one arena, I'm like...
I think Tony Brown served nachos in the middle of games before because he's...
Tony sent a picture of the one arena they were at, and I was looking, and I go, oh, my God. And I looked at it, I go, that's one of the arenas that they played at in Slapshot. I go, they've changed nothing since 1977, I think, when that movie was made. They've changed nothing about that arena. So your arena is beautiful. You play at an NHL quality arena is what it is, which is an NBA franchise's arena, clearly. The seats are cheap. They put on a good product. I've only been to a handful of Monsters games. I've never left having a bad time, no matter what the score is. They got to be making money hand over fist over there. They know that it's got to be great for the AHL. I think the last thing the AHL would want is for Cleveland to get an NHL hockey team. And because we're so close to Cincinnati, because we're so close to Columbus, because we're so close to Detroit and Buffalo and Pittsburgh, I mean, that's four cities right there. Yeah, man, I think it'd be fun. It'd be fun to talk about. It'd be fun to have to put Lima through the paces of having to watch hockey. We make him watch another sport, and he sits there and groans over. I'll make him watch hockey. But no, they're too good in the AHL as a product, as an organization. They've been a pretty good team. They made the playoffs, and they won a Calder Cup in 2016. That they're not going to get an NHL team here.
How many summer hack shows have we done over the years about what can be sustained in this market? I mean, I think most people end up coming around to, really, we should be, by demographics, we should be a two-sport town. The fact that we're three is incredible.
It's awesome.
Now you think about, could we become four pro top of the line?
Well, because
it's just not enough money, I would think.
Well, people talk about the incredibly shrinking city, but the metro is still outrageously large.
It's a top 20 metro.
Yes, so it's still a very large area. For as much as people want to make fun of the city of Cleveland went from 900,000 people to 300,000. Okay, well, the metro is still expansive, still very, very big. And so all those people are coming to Cleveland, so that's a big market for everybody. Television, it's still a top 20 market, like you said, everything. And I think that the three major sports, clearly there's an investment here. I know we've gone around and around and around about one of them, which I have a very interesting story to tell you about that maybe tomorrow. I know we went around on one of them, but there's clearly investment there. I think the other thing that we could do is probably, I think we could probably pull off WNBA again and actually have a team here. If Caitlin Clark has sticking power, and I'm sure she does, we just got to get other... We got to get other stars, because you can't, if it just becomes a traveling road show at Caitlin Clark and they only, there's 12 teams. How many games do they play in the WNBA between the 12 teams?
30 something, I thought.
The 40s.
Oh, is it 40?
Okay. Well, Juju, Watkins, if you can,
however many UConn stars have come through.
How many UConn stars can get through? Like, if it becomes bigger and people get more interested because of Caitlin Clark and other people become stars, all right, because you still want to be able to grow some of your stars there, because it can't just be, well, Caitlin Clark's going to be in town twice a year. Okay, you'll fill the barn up twice. You'll be able to do that two times. But are you going to be able to make a profit at all based on that? Plus, I mean, it's still more dates for the arena, and I'm sure that Dan Gilbert wants more dates for the arena.
Yeah, it's 22 home, 22 road.
44 games overall.
Which, you know, if it was scheduled, I wouldn't say they would schedule it around the Guardians or even in conjunction with them, but if you get those times where, and sometimes the crowds kind of bleed over, where you go watch an afternoon baseball game, and then maybe you take in a night WNBA.
Took the words right from me. Because it is in the summer. I don't know if you want to go inside, indoors, and watch basketball in the summer when you've been watching basketball all winter. But
you know, I always wondered. Like, I see people, Johnny O says, I think we are a solid hockey town. The question is, would you need, like, all the fans of hockey to go to every game? Well, for them to be able to be solvent.
What's the average price for a Cleveland Monsters game?
I haven't paid in 10 years.
Okay. I'm sure it's reasonable.
They usually go there and play the music.
I remember one time I went to Philly and we looked up Flyers tickets. I was shocked.
They're NBA prices.
Oh, the ones I saw for the Flyers at that time, very, way more expensive than any Cavs tickets I've ever seen. Way more expensive. I know they love the Flyers over there, but my God. I don't think you're getting the same type of crowds. If you're in the doldrums, if you're at the bottom of the barrel in the NHL, like, you better stack that team the way they did the Panthers and the Jaguars in the NFL. You better stack them. Did they stack the Golden Knights in Las Vegas?
They made the finals the first year, so.
When you get one of the top goalies, you got a chance.
I watch the hockey, but I don't know enough to shoot my mouth off to know that they stack the team or not. Riddle me that one. Big thanks, everybody, who joined us today.
You made that up.
Yep. Mary Kay Cabot. She will be with us tomorrow at 8:20. She says Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel are shoo-ins to make this team. She said, take it to the bank.
Take it to the bank!
And take it to the house.
Good song. Very good song. Edgerrin James is in that video.
Is he really?
Yep. Here you go. That's what I leave you with, everybody. Have a wonderful day, my friends.
Good sports.
Go Guardians. Go Gardos. Go Edgerrin James.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.